A military court-martial in Sydney is drawing attention for being the first of its kind in Canadian history to incorporate Indigenous cultural practices. Cape Breton Highlander Corporal Kendra Christmas recently appeared before a military court-martial at the Victoria Armouries in Sydney, where she faced charges of sexual assault against another service member, dishonorable behavior, and drunkenness. The charges stemmed from an incident in March 2019 at the Truro Armouries. After a two-week trial and month-long deliberation, Christmas was acquitted of the sexual assault and dishonorable behavior charges and found guilty of drunkenness. It was by all accounts a standard court-martial. However, certain changes were made to accommodate and respect Christmas's Indigenous cultural heritage and practices. Following the verdict, lawyers representing Christmas spoke about how her culture's practices were incorporated into a court-martial for the first time in Canadian history. Major Carlos De Cruz and Lieutenant Colonel Andreas Bullock represented Christmas at the trial. De Cruz says after learning Christmas was Indigenous, they discovered a gap in the military legal system.
Basically, what we identified was that there's a gap in the regulations. If you look at our Queen's regulations and orders, they list out two ways that you can become, you know, to testify as a witness and how to indicate that you'll tell the truth. One is through a religious oath, and the other is through an affirmation, non-religious. Historically, we use the Bible, the Christian Bible, as part of the religious oath. That seemed to be the de facto norm. So for our client, that wouldn't work. So we found an opportunity here to bring this to the court's attention.
De Cruz says they found this gap to be an opportunity to address these concerns, and after receiving approval from Christmas, the two lawyers raised the issue with the trial judge, military judge Colonel Stephen Strickey, who invited them to make a formal application. De Cruz says while making the application, they looked to the use of Indigenous practices in other courts outside of the military.
So we brought a formal written application earlier this year. When we attended for the application, we brought all the evidence that we needed to bring in support of the application. And, while it's the first of its kind that we're aware of in the military justice system, that's not to say that we're the first in Canada across all courts. In fact, we were taking, we were modeling our application from other courts in Canada, including Nova Scotia, where the use of certain Indigenous practices had already been incorporated, like the use of the sacred eagle feather. And so for our client, the sacred eagle feather was a very important mechanism to allow proper participation at the court-martial.
When Christmas took the stand to testify in the trial, she swore her oath on a sacred eagle feather. The court also adopted the oath that came alongside the eagle feather. Christmas held an eagle feather while she testified and continued to hold it following her testimony. Smudging ceremonies were also conducted in the morning before the day's proceedings would begin. De Cruz says the unit in Nova Scotia worked with them to source an eagle feather. He also pointed out that military court-martials are ad hoc with no standing court, making each court-martial different, so other court-martials could incorporate Indigenous practices in other ways or forms in the future. De Cruz then shared his personal feelings about having been a part of the effort to incorporate Indigenous practices.
I don't know if it's set in just yet. We, as defense counsel, we do everything for our clients within our arcs, obviously, professional and ethical, to make sure that they're properly represented in court. Obviously, I'm quite supportive of this application, but our job as defense counsel is to advance our clients' interests, and we did that here. It happens to be that our personal views are 100% aligned with our clients, and as it turns out, with this court martial. So it's good for our clients. Rather than saying, you know, that this is a me or an us thing, this is really a great outcome for our clients, but also for other Indigenous members in the Canadian forces who may find themselves, having to deal with a matter at a court-martial. So this was a great opportunity for Indigenous people and reconciliation with Canada. It's a small, but I would say an important milestone that we're now aligning ourselves with our civilian counterparts.
The trial has not yet concluded. Christmas will return to the court-martial on August 19th for sentencing. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.